My name is Jamshed, my last name Azizi. I'm from Afghanistan, from northern part of Afghanistan, from Baghlan province. And for the last 10 years, I was translator for ISAF and NATO in Afghanistan, especially in northern part of Afghanistan, in Baghlan province. And I work with Holland forces, Hungarian forces, cooperating with German forces. And after that, I work with U.S. law enforcement, U.S. Army, and U.S. special force for the last 10 years. And I left Afghanistan because I was threatened a couple of times by Taliban because my job was really sensitive. Because I conduct, I joined the operations with Operation Detachment Alpha of U.S. forces. And we arrested a lot of insurgent Taliban detainees. We brought them to the camp and we made questioning, interrogation. And some of them, they were released by Afghan government because Afghan government is really corrupt government. And my identity was exposed by these detainees in the province. And my life was really in a high risk. I left my hometown because Taliban, they were supposed to occupy the city, and I ran away, ran to Kabul with my old family over there. And the situation was really critical, and I left Afghanistan. And I come from Afghanistan to Pakistan, Iran, Turkey, and then I crossed the sea by sea, and I arrived to Lesbos Island in 18 February of 2016. And for the last 3-4 months, I'm here in Greece, and 2 times I crossed the border, and illegally, let's say, and they catch us over there, and they beat us really bad, and they send back us to the border of Greece, and they behave really bad with us, like a criminal, not like a immigration or asylum seeker. I had a lot of frustration on that time, because when I was in Afghanistan, I was translating all the time with ISAF for Afghan government about human rights, freedom of speech, democracy. But when I come to Europe to save my life over here, and I realized that these things, what I said in Afghanistan, I made translation, that was all. It did not have reality, because in Europe I was beaten over there, and I was sent back with other immigrants, about 2,000 immigrants. We were sent back by Greek police to Athens, and we are here for the last 3-4 months over here. And right now I'm in this camp with almost less than 2,000 immigrants, and about 300-400 people, they went illegally, they arrived to Germany, and about 100 of them are on the way. And since the border has been closed, and the smugglers in Europe, they have a really warm, very good business they have. And those people like me, that they don't have money to cross the border illegally, and we are deserved to die in Greece, in Athens over here. I'm not talking only about myself, because I'm alone over here, but I'm concerning about families, children, that they are surviving in this camp. Lack of medicine, lack of water, lack of food, and lack of everything over here. And I see the families, the women over here, they gave birth in this camp. And I have proven pictures from them, 2-3 families I know. And I know one woman over there, and she has cancer, sickness, or disease, something like that. And she's living in a tent right now. And the situation is really critical over here. And we left a country that there was no human rights, democracy, security, but we come to Europe. And we are here right now, and nobody is paying attention. Nobody has eyes to watch us, and nobody has ears to listen for us, how we live, how we survive over here. And the food which is given over here for every night is potato and egg. And there are some women over here, and they have diabetes sickness, and this potato and egg going to kill them. So I don't know for how long we're going to stay over here, because we left the country because of the security. And if we stay in Afghanistan, we're going to be killed. But we're in Greece. We're going to be killed without bullet, without other things. We're going to be killed by hot weather, by lack of facilities that we don't have over here. And we don't know for how long we're going to stay in Greece. And I hope there might be a good solution for us, because according to the 1951 Geneva Convention, after Second World War II, and we are not supposed to stop over here, because we're supposed to go to our favorite country. We're going to apply over there. If we are eligible, we're going to be accepted. If not, we're going to send back to Afghanistan. And as you know, the security situation in Afghanistan is completely worse, really bad. And northern part of Afghanistan, in Kunduz, Tahar, Baghlan province, a lot of passengers have been took off from the bus, and they have been killed, and you have information about that. And I don't know what will happen for us. They announced by media that border has been closed. Border is closed. I can send you the picture of those people that they already arrived in the last 2-3 weeks in Germany from this building. And the border is open for certain individuals, but they have money, they are crossing the border. The smugglers outside, they are encouraging certain immigrants that they don't have money and tell them outside, okay, go inside the camp and talk with immigrants and recruit for me or find for me 12 people. When you find 12 people for me, and then when I send them with other group, I'm going to send you free of charge. So this is a really good business, warm business for the smugglers in Europe. But we don't know what will happen for us. And this camp is really poor condition, really bad condition. And the women, children, people, young, old, all of them over here, they have an anxiety and concerning, and they're fighting with each other all the time. And I witnessed from one woman over here that she has been lost her husband because her husband was sick, about 50 years old, something like that. He passed away about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And now there is a good business between Europe and Turkey about immigrants that they are coming illegally to Europe. You see, that they really don't care because our government don't care about us. It's good for Turkey, but it's really bad for us because Turkey is playing with our life in Greece. And hopefully the European Union will make a fair decision in order to release these immigrants from Greece, which is during the camp, and this camp, or I cannot see big difference between this camp and prison, because here is like a prison right now for us. We believe it like this, and it's really hard for us. And everybody is coming in this camp and talking with immigrants from European Union representatives. They are coming and talking with these immigrants, and nothing happened. Everybody is coming and just watching and going outside. And also, I believe that media does not have freedom in Europe, because when we want to talk with medias, the Greek army and police, they do not let the medias to come to the camp to talk with us. And a couple of times I got serious notification not to talk with the medias. And I don't know, this is Europe or this is Afghanistan. We cannot go back and we cannot go front. Forward. Just 1 week ago, another group of women and men, they came from Germany over here. And first, they don't talk with immigrants, just they will listen for the army and police of Greece. And I was in my place where I'm sleeping over here. Immigrants, they come to me and they ask, hey, please make translation, because there are some people, they come from Europe, so they want to talk. And there was a woman, I forgot her name, and I explained everything for her. And she said to me, yes, we gave a lot of money for Greece, but I see nothing happened. There's no not good serve for you guys, for you immigrations. I understand. I feel sorry. Yes, you understand. You're right. So just be hopeful. Think positive. And we're going to transfer our message for the Central Europe to our government. And hopefully our government will make a decision to open the border for all immigrations. The life is really bad over here. And this was all that from the Europe representatives I heard from them.
Where is the camp? Where exactly where you are now?
It's called Siisto. It's a big area. And it was, in the past, it was military, it was army camp. The immigrants gonna be around 1,600 people, because it was, first time it was 2,040 people. But 50 or 45 or 25 of them, they deport back to Afghanistan. And more than 300 people or 200 people, they arrive to their favorite country. And about 100 people, they're on the way to reach Germany. Another problem, which is really serious, is that the Greece government gave a letter to, you can stay 30 days in Greece, and after you must leave the country. So there are some families over here. Your husband or your wife, when they go outside to buy something or to buy medicine or to go to the hospital, they are arrested by the police of Greece and they are taken to the jail for 10 days, for 1 month, for 2 months. And this is really crazy, which is happening against immigrations over here. Because according to the law, we are immigrations, and we, since we are not committed crime against the law of this country, nobody should put us in the jail. And we are asking from the police to renew our letter, our paper, what we have for 1 month. Nobody pay attention for that. And 2-3 guys, they went for the police station to renew their paper. And they were arrested from the police station and they went to the jail. And this is our situation that we are facing right now in Greece. You know, one thing really gave me pain when I was in Afghanistan. And I working with Holland, Hungarian, and I was supported the German intelligence section. And there was a German officer, and he was the intelligence security political advisor, something like that. And he was responsible from Kabul to northern part of Afghanistan. And most of the nations and countries that they had forces in northern part of Afghanistan, they were under the leadership of German forces. That guy, he came to Hungarian base, and always he was asking me for translation, because there were some former commanders, there were some former mujahideen, there were some government officials, and they had private meeting they had. And I was only the one that I was helping that German intelligence officer for the security meetings, and because the German officer asked directly from Hungarian forces that we need Jamshed Azizi to be with us for 3 days, for 2 days, for 1 week, something like that. He was using me because I had a lot of knowledge about Baghlan province, about security, about political, about parties, about instability. Not only I was making translation, also I was making interpretation about every people who are coming to the camp while they were meeting. They had meeting with the German political advisor.
Didn't they promise all the people who helped with translation that they give asylum to them? What happened to these promises?
You know, when I worked with NATO, when I was in Afghanistan, during the conducting mission, they say, "You're our comrade, you're our colleague, we never leave you behind." But they left us behind. Not only me, maybe a lot of people there in Afghanistan right now. And they cannot walk free, they cannot go everywhere, because all the time they had military uniform, they were joining the forces and going to many patrol and missions, something like that. So they are really in a high risk. And I applied for U.S. special immigration visa. I applied for them, and after a long time, they said, you're not eligible for this program because you don't have a employment verification letter from that company. And that company, all they shut down, closed. I don't know what happened for that company. And then I went to Hungarian forces. I asked Hungarian forces. Hungarian forces, they said, we are poor country and we cannot help you. We are sorry. So then we went to the German, at the northern part of Afghanistan. We went to Mazar-e-Sharif, and something like 8 months, we set up a tent in front of Marmal camp, and we spoke with them and told for them. And the German guy that he was in charge of the main gate, he came over there, he talked with everybody. And they said, you don't have a direct contract with German forces. If you have direct German contract, we're going to send you, like our translators, directly to Germany. But you don't have this document, this direct contract. And I said for them that these people that you see, we work for Hungarian, they were under your leadership. It doesn't matter, because ISAF, NATO, they have only one policy. It doesn't matter that you work for Hungarian, you're not helping us. And they said, sorry, we cannot do anything. I said, look, my documents, my pictures that I work, I support your political advisor. He said, yes, I believe it. I see the picture. But this picture cannot help you because you don't have contract. And for the 8 months, we had waiting time over there, and it did not help us. Then we come back to Polokumri, where I was living over there. And the Polokumri was supposed to be occupied by Taliban, because from one direction they were fighting with the Afghan government. From another direction, they wanted to infiltrate, to enter the city. We run away from there. We went to Kabul from there, and then I run away from there to come to Europe. And they did not help for me over here. So, and right now I'm in Greece over here, and I have a lot of concern about my family's over there.